In our studio today, we have Judy Cuckoo White Duck, who's in charge of the Christmas fair that's going to take place at the Indian Community Hall starting December 4th, 5th, and 6th. And I might add, this is the third annual Arts, Crafts, and Specialties Fair. Judy, maybe you should tell us a little bit something about this Christmas fair.
Well, as you mentioned, Charlie, it is the third annual Christmas Crafts Fair. We have about 25 persons who are interested in setting up booths and displays this year. It has grown from last year. The previous year, we had about 21 persons who set up booths. And our first year... Well, as you had mentioned, Charlie, this is our third annual crafts fair. In the first year, it was kind of like a pilot project where we had more or less tested the market to see if there was an interest in this type of fair. We found that there was, and in our first year, we only had 5 exhibitors. Our second year, it jumped to 21 exhibitors, and there this year, we have 25. So there is a good indication of a strong interest for the fair.
Okay, let's say, for example, anybody not from this community, you know, hears this ad or this interview or sees a flyer, walks in there. What will he expect or she will expect to find when she walks in there?
Well, they'll find a lot of gift ideas and gifts for Christmas along with homemade foods from persons like Bertha Courier White Duck and Mrs. Bertha Tinesco. They will also find meals prepared by students of the KZ school. There will be a breakfast meal and a supper on Saturday.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And a breakfast on Saturday and Sunday.
To your eyes, since it's your third year, has it grown like from year one till now?
Yes, it has. In our first year, I think there might have been 150 people who passed through the fair. And the second year, I'm sure there was over 300 persons because we had gift incentive ideas in which people had to fill out coupons to win $75 gift certificates or $25 gift certificates to be spent at the Christmas Crafts Fair. And from those tickets that were filled out, there was well over 300 tickets filled.
So it's a good idea if you're looking for a unique Christmas gift and also to satisfy your stomach. There'll be food, plenty of food available.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So we'll see you there on December 4th?
5th and 6th. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday or from December 4th, 5th, and 6th at 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday, 11:30 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, and on Friday, by the way, it is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Judy Cuckoo White Duck, thank you very much for taking the time and informing us about this Christmas fair.
Thank you for interviewing me, Charlie, or thanks for inviting me.
About this way of life. That's the second time I worked for the band. And now, presently, the band has hired me as a consultant about the research on the current land use project.
And now you're here again. What for?
At this time, the band council hired me as a consultant on the current land use project. I had to prepare the file and to train 3 people from Maniwaki. These 3 people, Anne Lafontaine, John Twinish, and yourself, Charlie Morin, are going to do the field work, to go and meet the people and to collect their testimony about their land use and the traditional activities that they pursued during their lifetime and they're still pursuing.
Miigwech, Jacques Frenette.
Hey, miigwech to you, Charlie.
At 7 in the evening on Monday, February 19th. Don't miss it. We promise it to be an enjoyable evening.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Kelly Antoli. There is going to be a public speaking contest at Kittagong ZB School on Monday, February 19th. The public speaking contest will be at 7 o'clock. I hope that you will be able to come and listen to our speeches and poems. We have worked hard to get our presentations ready for you. Refreshments will be served. We hope to see you at 7 in the evening on Monday, February 19th. Don't miss it. We promise it will be an enjoyable evening.
Happy Valentine's Day!